We're doing Yov, we're up to what's called the 35th chapter, the 9th Pasuk, and Elihu is continuing his speech. Elihu left off with some powerful lines. He told Yov, he said to Job, you're not hurting anyone when you sin, you're not helping anyone when you do what's right. Remember, Yov, God doesn't need you, and you can't affect him with what you do. And so, if God does give good wages, it's not because he owes it to you, but it's out of the goodness, so to speak, of God's heart. So there is no claim against God because God doesn't do good for you. You're not in a position to make any claims. God doesn't owe you anything. You have not done him any favors by leading a righteous life. And Elihu continues in Pasuk Tet and says, Meirov Ashukim Yaziku, the impoverished. They wail because so many people are afflicting them, are treating them unfairly. Yeshaveu mizero harabim. They call out because of the strength of the masses who take advantage of their strength and take advantage of the poor. So when the poor call out, velo amar aye eloa osai noten zemirot balaila. The righteous among the poor, in spite of the fact that they're being treated unfairly, that they're being taken advantage of. Ve'lo amar, and you don't find them saying, Aye Elohai Yosai, where are you, God? Where's your justice? How come you can have people take advantage of others? How come? You know, but that's planet Earth. God created a world where people can take advantage of others. People don't say, hey God, why'd you forget me? They don't turn with claims to God, but quite the contrary. They give praise to God. So there's there's a lot to be said on this pasuk. Velo amar, and the person who is being afflicted does not turn to his oppressor and say, Aye Elohai Osai, why have you forgotten God? Why is it that you're oppressing me? Meaning, there are multiple understandings here. Malefeinu mibahamot aretz. You guys want to go into some other understandings in this pasuk? Yeah? Okay. So, on this pasuk, if we go back, there are understandings here that this pasuk isn't even talking about a human being. It's talking about the bird. Hanoten zmirot balaila, that gives song at night, they give song, and that song is really a song that they call together that they should be able to take on the prey, and they call out to one another because they're weak, and they're birds that other birds prey upon them, and it's to the point shelo amar aye Elohai Yosai. This bird does not say, okay, where is God who fashioned me this way? On the one hand, this bird could say, you know, God created me, I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. I'm hunted by the man, I'm hunted by other birds. And the bird does not say, aye Elohai Yosai. According to the Malbim, refers to the bird that's hunted, and in order to protect itself, the only time it could chirp is by night, and when it chirps, it gives its song by night. It's just to gather other birds to help they in flocks, they could better protect themselves from the predators. So that bird doesn't say, Aye Elokai Osai, where's the God that created me? Because it understands that even though God created it to be a weak bird that can be taken prey by others, nonetheless, Hashem created it in a way that it can protect itself. Hashem gives each creature its capacity to protect itself. And if Hashem watches over the weak, the small creatures in nature that way, so then certainly that Hashem also is looking over man. And then Elihu continues and gives other examples. That's another understanding in this pasuk. Noten zmirot balayla, the Malbim learns, is a reference to the bird that gives its song at night. But this pasuk, Iyov is going to go verse by verse. He's going to describe different creatures that are oppressed, and each one recognizes that doesn't mean that God isn't watching over them. That's how the Malbim learns the order of these pasukim. Okay, there are more understandings. You could look at the commentaries, but let's move forward. Malefeinu is the one who teaches us. Le'elof, aluf, is to teach. Like Aleph, you remember we said Aleph stands for learn Torah. So Malefeinu, we are taught, God teaches us, Mibahamot aretz. God gives us more intellect. He gives us more knowledge than the animals on earth. Umeof hashamayim yechakemeinu. And God gives us more wisdom than the birds in the heaven. So a person might claim, if the birds, they can live in harmony, and each one lives in accordance with what God gave him, so certainly us human beings have more understandings. We shouldn't be harming one another. Sham yitzaku velo yanehem. And nonetheless, the righteous who could look at humanity and say, how could human beings be afflicting one another? God gave us better capacity than that. Nonetheless, the righteous is silent when he sees the things that are unfair about life. So over here, the Elihu is really saying a few points. He says the tzaddik understands all of this, and he could have given big speeches telling the wicked of the generation, look at the birds, look at the animals, we're better than them, we should be better than them, we shouldn't be behaving this way. And he didn't. So then, Sham, over there, in the place of the wicked, Yitzaku, then the righteous will be at a point where they'll cry over their pain, Velo Yane, Hashem won't answer. Why? Mipinei Geon Ra'im, because of the pride of the people who are afflicting them. When we say that Hashem gives a person what he deserves, meaning a person leads a righteous life, so then Hashem will give him good things in the world, that's a gift that Hashem gives. And sometimes, if a righteous person lived around the wicked, and he could have affected them, but he chose to lead his own life. He did not take a position to affect the others. So then Hashem says, even though I should be doing kindness to this tzaddik, but because the tzaddik, he was private, he didn't affect others the way he should have. So too Hashem says, if these wicked people who he could have changed, they themselves come and they harm the tzaddik, so then Hashem says, he hid his face from them, I hide my face from him. And here Elihu is giving a different type of rebuke to Iyov. He's not telling Iyov what the other friend said, you must have sinned, you must have done this wrong or that wrong. He's saying, you were perfect, you were great. But how did you affect the rest of the generation, Iyov? Yes, you were kind, you were good. But look, when you broke down, there were a lot of wicked people around to hurt you, right? All these people, couldn't you have impacted them? Couldn't you have affected them? Couldn't you have given speeches to change the type of people they were? We don't know if Elihu is right in this claim. You know, so far Elihu has made a few claims that were correct, and here's another claim. Achshav, And even though the situation is such that Hashem sometimes hides His face, Achshav lo yishma el. Anyone who says that God doesn't listen, nonetheless, what he's saying is false. That's not true. Vishadai lo yeshurena. And to say that Hashem isn't looking over what's happening? No, Hashem is looking over. There's never a situation where God isn't in the picture. Even when God hides His face and allows the righteous to suffer because of whatever reason the righteous could have done better in affecting other people or for whatever reason there is, you can't say lo yishmakel, that God isn't listening. Anyone that says lo yishmakel, that's shav, that's not true. Anyone that says shakai lo yeshurena, God isn't looking, that's not true. Af ki tomar lo teshurenu. Even though you say that God doesn't look at man, like Eov has been saying all along, he says, God, obviously you're not in the picture, because then I wouldn't be suffering like this. Din lefanav utecholelo. And so you claim that there's no justice before God, because He's not involved with what's going on down here. There's no point in praying to God, because He's not involved. That's all a part of Eov's claim. Eov's saying, can't be that God's involved, because I'm suffering. Can't be that God's involved, because I don't deserve this, and this is what I'm getting. Elihu says, no, that's not true. You're starting with the point that God owes you something. That's wrong. You're starting with the point that you're perfectly righteous and you don't deserve this. In a certain respect, that's also wrong. You're perfectly righteous in your private life, but there are higher expectations of what you could have done to affect the world around you. And if you didn't do that, so God sometimes hides His face from you. And even then, even when God is hiding His face from you, it's not true that He's not listening and not looking. And so you say God's not looking, and there's no justice, and there's no point in praying. All of that is an error. Yes.
I once heard an argument. I heard that like a lot of wicked people don't get punished, right? And someone once told me that if God was to punish people every time they did something wicked, then they wouldn't have free will. So you know, in this world, maybe if someone lived like a wicked, transgressful life, like a life full of transgressions, and we won't get punished. So, does that mean that God, like, is God playing an active role? Like, does He punish? Like, because here He's saying that maybe you weren't as righteous as you thought. You did some things that deserve punishment. But, like, how come Hashem will punish sometimes people in this world for, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking to articulate.
Oh, that's a, you're saying, well, what about all the wicked? Where's their punishment?
Not right? Where is it? Like, I mean, the answer to that is, like, the wicked might get punished in the life after, because if they punish. God punishes you for everything you do wrong in this life, there won't be any free will if you get punished right away. But why does Hashem choose to punish the righteous sometimes in this life?
It's a good question. Let's wait and see if, as we continue, if we have a question. And if not, then we'll come back to it. De'ata ki ein pakod apo. And now, he's watching. But Hashem is taking you to task, so to speak, Eov, because you haven't affected your surroundings the way you should. And so Hashem has hidden His face. He's made it as though He's not watching, even though He is. And that's the reason, because there's so much wickedness all around you. And no one stopped that. So you were righteous, but you didn't do everything you could have. So ve'ata, and now ki ein pakodapo. It's as though He's not watching what's going on here. It's as though there's something lacking from before Him. Ki ein pakodapo. It's as though He's not watching. But the truth is, there's nothing missing from before Him. Ki ein, for nothing. Pakod is missing, apo, from before Him. He has the full picture. Ve'lo yada bapash. Me'od. And it's an error to think that He doesn't know how to do a lot. He knows how much you've done wrong. Bapash is really Aramaic, like apushe, to do a lot. Ve'lo yada bapash, and He didn't know bapash with a lot. Me'od. It's as though He didn't know it a lot, but He does know. Ve'lo yada bapash me'od. And it's as though He doesn't know how much you've done wrong. And again, here the point is, you haven't done anything directly wrong. But the society that is harming you is a product of your failing zeal. You could have made this society differently. Iov was the leader of the time. There is an element of responsibility that Iov had. Whether Iov lived up to that responsibility or not, we don't know. We weren't there. But we do have a clue from the beginning of the book where God seems to say that Iov's a great guy. God tells the Satan, have you seen anyone as good as Iov? And Satan says, let's test him. And from the beginning of the book, we have an indication that on these points where they find Iov lacking, they're in error. You know, he's making claims against Iov. And in this claim, you know, Iov, you might have been a very righteous person, but you could have affected others more. We don't find that God said that. We don't find that God tells Satan, hurt Iov because he deserves it because he could have been better. Quite the contrary. We find that God says, look at how good he is. And Satan says, let's test him and make his life miserable. So, on this point, we have to wonder whether Elihu is on the mark. Ve'iyov hevel yiftzepihu. But Iyov, what you're talking is worthless. You think that God's not watching over you. Vivlidat milin yachbir. And the reason you're saying so many words stems from your pain and not from your intellect. So, his answer to Iyov's claim is, God doesn't owe you anything when you've done anything right. God gives us good things, but that's only as a gift. He doesn't owe you anything because you've done nothing on His behalf when you've led a righteous life. And when there are a lot of sinners out there and the tzaddik doesn't affect them and he doesn't rebuke them, so then he doesn't get that free gift, that freebie that God gives, which we call wages, the sahah for what we've done wrong. So you're not having the good life, Iyov. Well, that's because right now God doesn't want to give it to you because you haven't done as good as you should have in affecting society around you. And we'll pick up here where Elihu continues the next part of his speech. Bezat Hashem next time.